Blog Talk Radio.
Well, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Praise God. Praise the Lord. We give the others a few minutes. Come on, this is only two of us thus far. Praise God. Well, welcome there, Miss Ely and Miss Anu. Praise the Lord. Amen. I don't have your lines open while I'm saying. I know you're probably saying, praise the Lord as well. Let me open it. Oh, to God be the glory for the blessed time, blessed moment, blessed hour that we have before him. Amen. Praise God. Well, the other ones that should be joining us, because I've already talked to several of them, so they're probably popping in any time now. So we'll be waiting for them before we start. So I'll probably just...
Praise the Lord. Thank God. I was away from my phone. I give God the glory. We're here.
Amen. Praise God. Bless the Lord. I'm going to have my phone and do a reading for a minute, and I'll do the scripture. And have you, Mrs. Noom, if you're not too busy when everybody come on, I may open yours back up and ask you just to say a little short prayer. And I'm not sure how busy Sister Noom will be. Just give us a scripture. But we'll see. But in the meantime, we bless the Lord for this time of coming together.
Pastor, you want me to do the scripture?
No, you would do the prayer and also ask Carmel Leader.
Oh,
if she's not caught up, she can do the scripture. If not, we ask one of the other ladies to do it. But I'm going to do a reading because I don't like idle time too much. I have one of our other sisters already just came on. So we're just going to believe that the others will be popping in the next 5 minutes. It's still early yet, so I'm going to do a reading from the Jesus Calling Bible that we used to do a lot when we were in our early years and do it every once in a while now. But we thank God, as I say, another blessed day that he's brought us together and on a special time to prepare ourselves for a gathering of the eagles for this time in prayer in September, that we can physically be together and be able to pray and give God glory. Oh, man, all have popped on just a moment here. Praise God. So we will be able to do that. Okay, renewing your mind. We're going to do that reading, give others another 2 minutes before they come in, and we're going to start the meeting. Renewing your mind. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I understand your struggles. I know the world exerts a relentless pressure on you, trying to squeeze you into its mold. This is why you need to time alone with me, what you're saying about Jesus. It's out of the Jesus Calling Bible. When you open up to me and invite me to transform you, I can work freely in you and accomplish amazing things. One of my most challenging tasks is renovating your mind. And my spirit is always at work on this project. He does not overwhelm you with his power. Instead, he prompts you gently and convicts you cleanly, showing you where you need to make changes and helping you develop new attitudes. Many Christians are unable to discern my will because their minds are entangled in worldliness. The glitter and the glamour of this world distracts them from me, so they do not sense my nearness. As you are transformed by the renewing of your mind, you progress in your ability to discern my good and perfect will. You will also become increasingly aware of my loving presence with you. This awareness is so pleasurable that it draws you ever closer to me, increasing your effectiveness of my word work in you, creating an unworked spirit of transformation. Thus you grow not only closer to me, but also more like me. This is the foretaste of what is to come. When I am fully revealed to you, revealed, you will be like me, for you will see me as I am. Reference scriptures, Romans 12, 2 and 2, Corinthians 3, 17, and John 3, 2. That's just a reading as we prepare ourselves to come together to this evening. Glory to God to be in this meeting to as we represent Christ as his disciples and getting ready for our meeting in September 9th, 2023. And so we bless you and welcome the Eagles. Praise God of the Prayer Warriors of Divine Connection Prayer Line. We bless God. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I think just about everybody, is here. A couple of people. I don't see you, but we'll be coming. They're coming on soon. So at this time, praise the Lord, we're going to go ahead and get ready for our prayer. We'll have a minister of noon, praise God, prophetess, to open us up with a prayer. And if Minister Ely, so those are the first two that came on, if she's available with a scripture, we'll do that. Amen. Praise God. At this time, we're going to ask you to be prepared to receive our sister with prayer. Amen.
Praise God. We just want to thank and praise God for this day, our life, our health, our strength. Thank God for his grace and mercy and his love and kindness. Father God, we just want to thank and praise you, Lord God, for being able to come together once again to worship and praise you. And thank you, Lord God, for all that you've done and all that you're about to do in our lives. First off, I ask God for forgiveness for anything that's said or done wrong that's been displeasing to your sight. Oh, God, any sins or weights, oh, God. Oh, God, anything, God, that we have had to deal with or handle, God, before we even get on this line. I pray, Lord God, that our minds, Lord God, will come unto one accord right now in the name of Jesus. And, God, we thank you, Lord God, for everything, God, that has even taken place. We know, God, that you've got it all in control. And, God, we release it back to you in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray, God, for the prayer warriors right now, God, as they get ready to come together. And we thank God for the word that's going to be spoken. We pray, Lord God, that you bless the speakers of the hour, Lord God. We pray, God, that you bless and touch and heal, Lord God, and deliver and set free in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, for Pastor Hubbard, Lord God, who has continued, God, throughout the years, God, to bring us all together, Lord God, to come together in the name of Jesus. We pray, God, that you meet every need, Lord God, that she has. I pray, God, that you touch her body, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. And, God, we give you the honor, the glory, and praise for all that you're doing, God, all that you're about to do, all of it, Father God. Sometimes, God, we're going through hard things and we don't understand why we're going through or what's taking place. But, Lord God, we know that you are behind the scenes working it out for our good in the name of Jesus. We just got to continue to trust and believe in you. So, God, I pray, God, that you continue to keep us, God, that we do not fall by the wayside. We're seeing so many things are going on and taking place and hearing of pastors and other ministers that are saying they're just to the place now where they're just retired. They don't want to do it anymore because of all.
Well, we seem to have lost our servant here just for a moment. So in the meantime, if she popped back up, with the finish the prayer. If not, we're going to go ahead and go with Evangelist Ely with this scripture in just a moment. Give her a second to realize she dropped off. Bless the Lord in the name of Jesus. We praise God. Well, at this time, we're going to go ahead and have Minister Ely with the scripture. Is that my phone? Let me open up somebody else's line, see if they can hear me. Praise the Lord. Anyone else hear me?
I can hear you, Minister BJ.
I can hear you.
Okay, then. You go ahead with the scripture reading, then. Alicia, I don't think came back on yet. Oh, yes, she did. There she is. Let me see if she's finished. Soon as she finished, then you go on with your scripture reading. Sister Alicia?
Oh, no one heard the prayer?
Okay, you finished. Okay, you dropped off, and so you dropped off and came back on. Okay, so you finished. All right. Praise the Lord. Amen, then. We will believe the Lord for what was in the airways. All right, Sister Anu.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Ely. Okay, what's going on with the phone? Mother Willette, go ahead and give us a scripture reading.
Okay, you can hear me then.
Yes.
Amen. Let me get a scripture. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Come up with, even if you got to speak the one you know. Praise God, that you tell us all the time.
Oh, well, I would read one.
Okay.
I'm surprised I can't reach. Oh, I can reach my Bible here. Oh, glory to God. It was down there closer to my feet.
Praise
okay, well, I'm at Psalms. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Psalms 1. Blessed. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Okay, amen. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of the sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doeth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. That's Psalms 1, verses 1 through 6. May God add a blessing to the reading and hearers of his holy word. Amen.
Blessed be the name of the Lord. He is worthy of the praise. Thank God. Amen. Praise Lord, everyone. Your lines are open. If you do need to think that you have to do something, you can mute your lines. Praise God. We thank God for the prayer tonight, also for the scripture, as we give glory and praise unto the Lord. And thank you for bringing us together tonight as we are coming together. The meeting may be brief tonight, but I will bring you up to date. Okay. I got a couple of tablets here. Bring you up to date from our last meeting, because while we were in California, we were supposed to come back. I mean, we came back on Sunday, but we had prior to setting up the meeting for the 17th of June, but we didn't get back until the 18th, and we have had so many things back and forth. I was telling you all, I'll get in contact with you all to have our next meeting, and things kept coming up. So this is not our next meeting. This is really our third one. But anyway, from the first meeting was April 29th, and at present, glory to God, Minister VJ, Prophetess Bird, Mother Willette, Minister Brenda, Pastor Sims, Rachel, I tried to call her tonight. I'm not sure whether she came on tonight. You know, Sister Rachel, Laura, and Evangelist Alexander, Elder Noel, and unable to make that meeting was Mother McCormick, was out of town, and Pastor Bird was out on business. Minister Black had some difficulties with his phone. And so at that time, we were talking about getting setting our date for the meeting, which ended up being September the 9th. And I'm trying to remember that night that evening that next meeting was going to vote on the time. And so our next meeting, we had the September 9th, that came to the point that's the date we were going to have our meeting for everybody getting together to be able to do our prayer for those 2 hours and have our lunching afterwards. And so the second Saturday, we're just going to go through that we had the we did vote on September 9th, which became the confirmed date. And we know during that time, I know Minister Black had said that he may be out of town during that time, and I know that's Evangelist Brenda's birthday during that setup time. But it was that those was not stopping us. Those were just a couple of things with those two that were saying they may not make that meeting. We came also to that next meeting, the conclusion that also the 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock on the second meeting that we will have our meeting at 10 o'clock. And then, one of my notes is missing. Oh, goodness. I don't have time to go back and look for that right now. But anyway, we came also to the point that we discussed that, I made a point of saying that we need to make sure if our meeting is at 10 o'clock and we voted on, the majority came up with that. As a matter of fact, at the end, it ended up being most of the people that did come on, even some of the ones that wasn't on the last meeting, decided definitely we'll go ahead on with the 10 o'clock time. And that means that was expressing the fact that we need to be there, not coming up to get ready for the meeting. Be there at least 15 or 20 minutes prior so you can get the road, unwind from riding on the road, get the thoughts together. If we do meet up in the parking lot or however at that time, then we get a few minutes and greet each other. When we come in and enter into the building, we'll have the mindset and tuned in to start praying. So everybody don't come in rushed and, how you doing, this is da, 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 da. We won't have the chatter and the talk. We'll come in with that mindset. We want to come in, not saying that things may not happen on the road and somebody may end up being delayed, but we're trying to say at least we have that that determination that we're going to be safe on the road, but get there and be able to have those few extra few minutes so when we come in, we can come in to pray. So that was something that was stressed and praying that we all can do and making sure, and that's me on down to everybody else that's coming. And we know that the furthest distance would have been Connecticut, but he's not going to be able to come from Connecticut. And the furthest out would be Sister Rachel and her daughter, Sister Laura. And after that, I think the rest of us will be around the same kind of time, like Pastor Bird out in the Malden near Greenville area, Mother McCormick in the High Point area. I know her daughter's probably have to bring her too as well. And the other would be Columbia, and, of course, where I am right here in Charlotte. And for right now in Charlotte, it's just the comm leader and myself. And Alicia, of course, out in California, she won't be able to – well, there's a possibility, but I don't think she'll be able to make that trip. But all of us in here together, we're going to be working together to try to make sure that we can come together to accomplish this. And through that prayer, it'll be some of our first time meeting some of us, or maybe laying eyes on each other for the first time. We have been blessed to know each other by the Spirit. Praise God. And thank God that's the main important thing, and being on one accord. But we'll be able to meet and greet, and also be able to have that time of fellowship right after the, after we done did prayer. Okay, and the other thing, bringing it to the table at this time, see, I'm going to write my notes after I finish talking to you. Can't write and do that right now. But one thing that Mother Willette brought out, too, when I was saying we need to, was talking about changing numbers and doing some things. She was saying, we're doing this on the Blog Talk Radio so everybody can go back and listen on whatever they miss on the meeting and be able to catch up from that time. Just remember, it's on the day is July 15th, 2023. So, if you go back tonight or you go back next week, the main thing is remember this date and you can roll back and be able to still listen back to the meeting, anything that was missing for tonight. For this evening. Oh, gosh, I'll get ready to say something else from the last meeting. We'll bring it back to my remembrance. Since I can't remember that, one other thing is this: the main part of this meeting right here today was also to everybody was supposed to bring some of the restaurants that they think might be here or that they know might be here in Charlotte that we will vote on, try to narrow it down to three, then we'll narrow it down to the main one that we all will be able to meet. Of course, we cannot tell you that where the corner where the restaurant is, that it's going to be in the same area
that we're having our meeting for the prayer time. So as I said before, this particular church, I really would like to be able to get a confirmation about whether we can be able to have it at that church, be off the highway. Most of the area is going to be really not too far from the highway. But that particular area coming in off of 85, I mean off of 77, right there for 85. And, you know, others are coming from different directions. So that's not, you know, the priority. But that particular church would have been good right there off the highway. The other thing is that, like I said, I'm going to have to get a confirmation on which way we're going to do that or whether we're going to use this other center and whatever. And right now we want to get prepared so we can find out what restaurants that you all have brought to the table that you would like to go to, and then we're going to have to narrow it down to three and then take it from that point. And if we can get it all done today, fine. If not, if we get the three down to what end up being the best one that we can come together that everybody can kind of agree on, then that's what we'll do. Okay, let's see if I got all the lines open first before we start talking. I have a couple of them already that I may have here, and then I have a couple of, it's a whole lot of restaurants here. I'm just talking about a few familiar ones that I know of that I've been to, and maybe some there other ones maybe here in the city that even though I haven't been to, that somebody else have been here in the city and say they would like to, and a couple of them that only a couple that Tom Leaders had mentioned, Minister Ely, but she has been to quite a few here, but she's only given right now just a couple of them just quickly today. So, I got the wrong tablet. Got two tabs. I'm looking at the tablet that I wrote in, looking for the day's notes in last, the other tablet. I'm sorry, I got two tablets going on here today. Who is that dropped off? That was Alicia and who else? 7459 must be a Carmelita. But anyway, maybe they came back on. Make sure their lines are open. Yeah, they came back on. But anyway, right now we're going to go ahead and start with, I know we all can't talk at one time, so let me give the elders a moment to, let's see if Pastor Bird is on. Apostle Burton, you on? And Apostle and Prophet Bird, are both of y'all on?
I'm on.
I am.
Okay, then we'll start with the elders and find out, was there any particular restaurant that was in Charlotte, or even if it's one that you know and want to find out this is in Charlotte, that we'll start with you all first, and then we'll go down the line in a minute.
I don't know of any.
Well, any restaurant that you know of that you like that just might be here, I'll just put it down. And if it's here and we find out about it, it's something to vote on. Somebody has their radio on or TV. It's an interruption.
I got it.
Okay. Okay. Well, you have to tell us faster. I didn't want somebody to turn it off. But anyway, Apostle.
Well, whatever. You need to give us a list of what you got.
Okay, the only ones that I put down here, I have Chili's, Cheddar's, Rivers, and Rivers is a restaurant that serves American food, and they also have a mixture in it. It's a big restaurant, and you go through the bar, just like you do at Ryan's and whatever like this, and then it has some Oriental, so it has like ham in there, it has ribs in there, the beef ones and the pork ones. It has the string beans. It has corn on the cob. It has salads. It has yellow rice, other kind of rice. It has seafood in there, the different kinds of seafood. And it has,
all I need is the name of the restaurant If we can get the name of the restaurant.
That particular one. I'm not going to do it all, but I'm just saying with that one that has a, or whatever, just in case somebody was saying, well, I don't want to eat food or however. They do have American food, and that's Rivers. Rivers, okay, I have Chili's, Cheddar's, Rivers, Sonny's, this Mexican restaurant called Pablo's, and they do have a private room, too. And Carmelita had said Olive Garden Cheesecake Factory, P.F. Chang, Maggiano's. And P.F. Chang is one that you all came up there with a big horse up there that came for my birthday that time. That one over there, I think that was, can't remember that was Asian food or what that was. But anyway, now those are the things that we have right here. Now, so if no one else, neither one of them has any suggestions right now, then we're going with, the lines are open for starting with Mother Alexander, Mother Willette, whoever got down the road, we'll stop from there. If y'all have some restaurants that y'all... Anybody else have some suggestions?
Minister BJ,
yeah.
I really haven't looked up any restaurants because I'm not familiar with Charlotte. And I guess I was still kind of mulling over the idea of where the facility would be where we would meet, and then we'd look at the restaurants near to that facility. So like came to my mind, but I haven't picked anything. I really didn't look up anything because I'm not really familiar with Charlotte. And my son, he does work up there. He does tattoos, I think, at the mall. But I could ask him. I'm sure he's eating at different. But I don't think that's going to help me because I'm still thinking, well, if I don't know where we're going to meet at for the prayer, then
Let me reinsert this part right here. When I was saying about the restaurant, I mean the place that I wanted for this particular place to meet at, I mentioned that at the first meeting, may not remember that. There is not a lot of restaurants around that area. That is a church that was not too far off the highway. There are other things that you either have to go further in town or come further over or around. It's not out in the boonies or nothing like that. It's an easy place to meet at that church, and up here where the center is, it has to be a community center. Well, there's several restaurants not far around from that area, but it's nothing confirmed. So it's not that place that I was looking at for that church, and I was just only thinking about that more for the anointing is already just saturated in the place to be there, but we may have to end up going to a center. That area is not going to have a whole bunch. We're still going to have to ride out not no long way. So I can't tell you that I look for the restaurants right around that area. We just don't want to just go no anywhere. And up in the area where I am from the university, some of these restaurants that we just mentioned, they're not that far around in this facility over here on this part where the center is. So that's why I was just kind of like finding out where it is, where that we may want to go. And that's why we already had a month, whether somebody remembered it or been here at Charlotte or whether there were some restaurants that he's had in mind that may be already here and so forth, because the area is big and it could have some restaurants. That's why I just said some restaurants that may come to you all's mind, just bring that to the table. We'll see if they're up in this area, and then we'll narrow down what we do have, and then we'll vote it from that. That was the whole idea of everything, everybody finding out whether there was some place they might want to go. It might have been here, or it might have been something they'd already heard about. We know these familiar places like Chili's and Cheddar's and Tuesday's and stuff like that. So
Do they have a lizard ticket? Do they have lizard ticket there?
No, man, Bird was we'd love to have that if it was there. There's a little place, but no, they don't have that. So I'm going to ask anyone now, any volunteers on this? I want to monopolize the time. We're just going around with this. I just want to find out, anybody else have any suggestions out there? If not, the few that we already have here, we either going to, use those, or you want to take it another time to come back again very soon with this, and then preferably we done had a confirmation about the place. But we cannot be banking on the fact that where we're going to have the restaurant is going to be in the same vicinity where we're going. We just said we don't want to have it too far out. That was the whole understanding from before, not to have it too far out. So we cannot depend on that. So anybody else have any suggestions?
Well, Cheddar's up there is, go ahead.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
You go ahead, Pastor.
No, I was just going to say that maybe we should get the place first, and then that you are there, you can get the restaurant that's closer to the place that we're going to have the meeting, and then we could vote from there. Because you're in Charlotte, you know the area. I don't know. I don't know about anybody else. But if we had the place that we're going to meet, then that could be a starting point for where we'll start looking at restaurants in that area.
Amen.
None of us really know.
Well, more than likely, I'm going to tell you this. Yeah, more than likely, I'm going to tell you this. If we do get the church, you're more likely going to be back on this end, on this side.
Okay.
Which is going to be like 25 minutes, whatever. Some of the places that we were just talking about, a lot of those are on this end. Over here, if we go by the center, if we go down where that part is closer to downtown, we're going to have more of a few places maybe that we may be in our budget. Other ones are going to be further out. So right now, let me ask you this while we're on the phone. I'll tell you this. Chili's, Cheddar's, and Rivers, and Sonny's, and Pablo are more closer on this side where I'm talking about the center is, as well as Olive Garden is not too far away. Cheesecake Factory is further on the other side of Charlotte, and P.F. Chain is more or less up on this end too as well. So,
well, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Okay, just like Pastor Bird say, find the place, and once we find the place, and we're going to pray, we're going to eat afterwards. So, whatever, you know, when once you find the place, and then we can always tell you what restaurant we can eat at or whatever, because we're going to be on our way back home afterwards anyhow.
Right.
So whatever side is on, it wouldn't matter. We still got to come on home. So we can always stop wherever, whichever one of them restaurants and eat.
Okay.
Whichever one is close or whatever, or wherever it is, you know, we're going to be on our way home.
All right. We can work with that one then. We'll leave it at that. I just was trying to make it where, okay, we have some kind of idea, but I guess nobody really did any homework on that part. But in the meanwhile,
well, I know about Chili's, I know about Cheddar's, all of them good. I know about Sonny's. All of those are three good restaurants that's up there. And I know where the chain is not far from the Cheddar. So as far as I know, the one I went to up there in Charlotte. So.
Those are good restaurants. Well, we'll put that on a pin for now, for even to consider the ones that we were just talking about, and then even those other couple of ones that whether somebody decide to we'll narrow it down to three until we get to that one that we all mostly can go to. So we'll leave that for our next one. So hopefully this is already 15th. So before the month out, let's try to get back together and get that done. And I will have an answer of whether we have to use, whether the church is going to be available.
Amen.
Today, or whether we have to use this center up here, or either one.
Amen.
Of the centers up here. And in the meantime, the other thing is when we do use one of those right here, I would suggest. Just suggesting, because I'm really slow about doing this, suggesting that at least we'll have, if we did use the church, my idea was at least try to see if we can, since we're going to be there for 2 hours, and it's going to be less than that for whatever, at least if someone can at least bring at least $20 if they can, so that way we can be able to say we can leave a love off for using their whatever. I probably have to go ahead and take it out of the what's name before then, but at least if you can do that, that will take care of that fee over there for that. And then I know it probably should be less, I pray it is, less than that for the about that amount of for we get use the center for 2 hours. Which preferably it hadn't gone up that much, that it'll be even less than that for the whatever. So if we can do that, that would be, if you can, at least as close to you can, is getting bringing that, that would be a blessing and stuff like that, so that we can get that covered, because we don't want to go in asking to use this and not at least leave something there for the fact that they're going to allow us to use that building. And so other than that, I don't know of anything else that we need to cover besides those two major things that need to be done. If there's any other questions, any other concerns, then we bring it to the table now and find out whether, if we say 2 weeks from now, is that Saturday is still going to be good for the next 2 weeks to get that taken care of. Anything else that we can talk about, then we can just do, won't need but one more meeting before that time. So if that's okay with y'all, I'd like to know now so I know whether to set it up or not.
Minister BJ, can I ask one question, please? When we mm-hmm. meet at the place at 10 a.m., are we just going to have prayer service, or are we going to have a special speaker, or are we going to have a mini program? Do you know the order of events yet?
Well, that was one thing that I slightly forgot to come up with, to have a few words and then spend our time in some serious intercessory prayer and target some specific things. You know, a lot of times when we pray, we do cover, it does kind of spill over, but I wanted more or less to have some particular target prayers on some things, even though some may pick up a little bit on running into some of the other things that we request. We can have, maybe about 15, 20 minutes of some, well, maybe about 20 minutes of that time and so forth like this to use with somebody with a prayer, for to bring a word. But the rest of the time really is going to be targeting some things in prayer, to really be using that time for prayer. So I don't want to get into, singing, this and I'm not saying that we're not going to get together and open the door for at least a praise song and scripture and prayer like that, but maybe have someone in whatever like this is the Lord bless to bring a word. And we have the apostle and the prophet there. One of them can give us some words at that time. And then the rest of the time, the target prayers on a lot of the things we cover and pray for, whether it be the mission for talking about our pastors. Pray for them, pray for our leaders, pray for people in, the forgiveness, people that are dealing with, various things in their homes or whatever it is, target prayers. And we'll be on one accord praying in intercession and praying the Spirit on some things or however, but definitely wanted to not get over into like a program. I wanted to more or less be that purpose that we're coming together for prayer. So we definitely can have one of the elders to bring a word. So anyone have any remarks toward that?
Praise the Lord, sister. I would just want to say that when y'all was talking about the, I'm not saying what you asked about, but I was thinking about the restaurant, and I was just thinking myself, whatever restaurant y'all pick, it would be fine with me, because I can find something to eat. I don't have to eat a whole lot, and I can find something to eat. And so, because I've got to get off the line because a storm is coming, a cloud coming up, and I got to go over to my daughter's house. So I was, whatever, y'all got.
That's fine, because I just set it up just for an hour if we needed to. So I appreciate that response. So I need to have some feedback so we can go ahead and start setting that up if that's where we're going to have this. Is Pastor Bird or Pastor Burton, y'all have any problem about one of y'all bringing the word that day for about 15, 20 minutes?
No, Pastor Bird is good. Praise him.
Oh, no. Well, praise him. I guess he didn't bother to do.
No, no problem.
I do that.
Prophet Bird, then. And then the apostle, if we need you to pray a special prayer afterwards, then so be it. Okay. So we have that, and then I'll get back with y'all with the target prayers.
Yeah.
So I'll have that ready too. So everybody be tuned in. We all gonna be in agreement, but we have some target prayers that they want to come forth, and most of it is like what we've been praying, but just more
Amen.
In depth. More in depth.
Amen.
But so anybody have any more remarks or anything like this, we'll let you go. I don't even see Rachel's telephone number up here. I'm trying to make sure her and her daughter sent her messages. Okay. But anyway, Sister Johnny May, you online?
I am.
Okay, then. Praise God. Well, all right, then, ladies, is there anything that you have any concerns now or anything that was said that, you know, that you have a remark about or didn't bear witness to your spirit? This is the time to speak up. I know our brother Black, I think he went off the line and stuff like this. I don't think he's on. He done left already. So if everybody, all hearts and minds is clear, then we'll have Apostle Burton just pray us out then, and we'll try to find out. Anybody have a problem yet about us meeting in the next 2 weeks on Saturday? If you can't, then so forth like this, just give me a call and let me know. If the majority is saying okay, I pray okay then. Amen. All right.
Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we do thank and praise you. We give you glory and honor. Thank you, Lord God, for how you allowed us to come on this meeting. And we thank you, Lord God, that everything is already fixed and done. We thank you for the place already done in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we thank you for everyone on this prayer line that come in agreement in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, help us not to worry about where we eat at. Help us to just eat more of you and just more of you, and we'll be fine in the name of Jesus. So we glorify you and praise you, Lord God. We just thank you for the coming together in Jesus' name. And, Lord, we pray that you continue to bless everyone on this prayer line. Thank you, Lord. Oh, God, and we pray for those that can't be there. But, Lord, we pray that they'll be there in spirit and in truth in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord God, for this woman of God that you've allowed to bring things together and pull things together in the name of Jesus. Because you said men ought to always pray and not faint. So help us not to faint. But help us to continue to pray. And whatever you put in our spirit, Lord God, whatever you help us to target on, help us to pray without ceasing. In Jesus' name, and we glorify you and honor you right now. Lord, bless everybody in their respective places on tomorrow. In Jesus' name, we honor you and praise you now. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
We praise God for all of you. Thank you for being so kind to come on. And we are looking forward to all of us coming together to meet each other and see each other in the spiritual, in the natural, and believe in God for a great move of God, even from the prayers. We want to see manifestation. Believe in God that even some things may even manifest, even before that day is out, before the week, the month is out, just looking in anticipation of expectancy. But thank you again, and pray God's blessings upon you, angels being camped about you. Thank you so much.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, we love you. I have a blessed and wonderful day. And those that we can, we'll look forward to seeing you, meeting up with you on Monday night for prayer.
All right.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God.